It's
an
odd one.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 46. So we're just going to jump right into it today because, well, there is no because. I don't have to give an explanation, but happy birthday to you May 17th babies. It's time to read what the birthday book has to say about you. Here we go.
Happy birthday.
Those born on May 17th are fueled by their fierce wish to see their ambitions realized. Although these may involve personal betterment, they are above all concerned with the improvement of the lot of humanity as a whole. For these are not only perceptive people, whose clear-sightedness helps them to readily identify faults and failings, but they are also individuals whose deep, people-oriented sensitivity bestows upon them the urge to work toward improving the lives of those less fortunate. Yet despite their prodigious energy, their capacity for original and logical thought, and their obstinate refusal to be diverted from their missions, many May 17th people seem doomed to failure. It may be that they have the tendency to set their sights too high, possibly recognizing that their aims are inherently unfeasible, by nevertheless assuming that they can overcome any obstacle in their path through sheer determination and force of will. Once they have developed a greater sense of realism, these people will thrive in those professions where their great practical skills and intellectual idealism can find best expression. The artistic sphere promises special potential for success. For those born on this day have a highly developed sense of the aesthetic, as well as enormous creativity. They may also find satisfaction in the world of finance or in tourism, where they can cater for the enjoyment of others. Within their personal relationships, these people typically show great commitment to those closest to them. Perhaps an inherent recognition of the emotional rewards that result from a stable and supportive domestic life. Their virtues are ambitious, caring, determined. Their vices are judgmental, blunt, and intolerant. So happy birthday again, you May 17th babies, and we're gonna jump on into stories.
This comes from Sad Mortician on Reddit.
My mom just casually dropped some crazy news on me, and I need help making sense of it. For background, my parents are super Italian, mostly conservative Bostonian. Talking about aliens or UFOs is still crazy to them. So, one of my cousins, who sadly I'm not that close with, has apparently gone off the deep end after losing his job. My mom called me out of the blue just now to say that my uncle and my adult cousin had gotten into a physical altercation. Turns out, he became super consumed by the idea of greys, UFOs, and aliens after having some downtime without a job. My uncle was getting super concerned about his obsession, and shit turned physical. I know my mom doesn't talk about that kind of stuff, so I didn't entertain the alien idea. But then, before she hangs up, she told me something along the lines of this. When your uncle and I were in junior high, we saw Dr. Seuss character-looking men come up from under the water at the reservoir lake. They lived in an isolated part of Western Mass, right near a reservoir. Apparently, my uncle wanted to take a closer look at whatever the hell he had just seen, so he went around the part of the lake he saw them walk on. They saw what my mom described as pink goo, with an odor she's never smelled before. She said it was so captivating to smell, but wasn't good or wasn't bad, just intriguing. My uncle reached down and touched the goo, and kept going back day after day for about 2 weeks. He tried to tell others about it, but he was called insane. My mom and him are a few years apart, so since my mom had a few years left in school, she got him to agree to just stop talking about it. My mom also let it slip that my uncle truly believes something happened when he touched the gooey substance. Like, negative impacts on his life. I was mind blown. And she just tried to casually gloss over it too. I asked her about the men, and of course she won't say they are 100% aliens. All she said is that they look like tall-necked Dr. Seuss characters, popped up from what was clearly underneath the water, and doesn't remember seeing an exit path, only saw the direction they went towards on the opposite side of the lake. Does anyone know what this could possibly be? Freaking Dr. Seuss aliens? What? That's fun. I like that one. But like pink goo? And the fact that he touched it? Ugh. I'm sorry, I don't think I would ever touch any gooey substance that I found because, ew. First of all, like, let's start at the beginning with the fact that this person's mom just dropped a bomb on this person and they're just like, yeah, that happened. Excuse me? But second of all, like, why? Why did he touch the pink goo? That's what was running through my mind most of the time, because that just really grosses me out. Maybe because I'm partially a germaphobe, just like the slightest bit, not like over the top. But nonetheless, that pink goo grosses me out. And has anybody ever heard of pink goo? Because also my mind is going to Ghostbusters with that freaking goo. Ugh. Gross goo. This isn't Nickelodeon. You don't get slimed. This is real life. This is real life pink goo. All right. If any of you have any ideas, let me know. And we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from Pop Knob Bop Croot on Reddit.
A few months ago, I was home alone as my parents went away for the weekend. I was in the kitchen cooking dinner when I heard what sounded like my mom's voice shout my name. I was quite shook from that because I knew she wasn't there, and that had the exact same tone and volume that she would usually use. I would say I have quite good hearing, and I'm able to distinguish between sounds. And I can recognize my mom calling me. I'm not entirely sure what it was, but I have an interest in the paranormal, and I wonder if this was that. I spend quite a lot of time alone at home, but that has been the only unusual experience I've had in my house. Thoughts? Well, kind of like in a previous episode, maybe this could be like a mimic ghost. But the fact that it's happening one time and you didn't react, or let me take that back, you didn't acknowledge it maybe, probably stopped right then and there. Because I feel like when you acknowledge things that mimic other things or people or whatnot, then I feel like it attaches to your house more or you, and then more things happen. But if you've had an experience like the previous story or this little mimic ghost story, let me know. Or if you've just had a paranormal experience in general, let me know. I'd love to know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.